HarperCollins presents A Special Cornish Christmas by Philippa Ashley. Read by Emma Powell. Chapter 1. Falford, Christmas Eve.
Happy Christmas Eve!
Beau Grayson's pulse rocketed as two arms encircled her unexpectedly in the twilight outside the boatyard cafe. She'd just given the padlock on the door a final tug to check it was secure before the festive break. Oh my God, Hamish, you scared me.
Sorry, he said,
freeing her so she could turn around and look at him face to face.
Didn't mean to make you jump.
It's okay, you just took me by surprise.
Well, I'm a good surprise, I hope.
Beau hesitated, but only to keep him on tenterhooks. Hamish Mackenzie had made her heart pound far too often over the past few months, and it was fun to see him unsure about her feelings for a change.
Yes, you're a good surprise, she conceded.
A satisfied grin spread over his face and his eyes glinted.
Cade not around?
He asked, scanning the terrace area next to the cafe beside the estuary. Birds called as dusk fell, and lights already twinkled in the windows of the cottages of Falford Village, which straddled both sides of the creek.
No, I sent him home half an hour ago. He wanted to help me clear away and close up, but he deserves some time with his family on Christmas Eve. He's worked so hard all season. Neither of us has been able to have a proper break.
Cade was not only Beau's assistant, but also one of her regular partners at the Falford Flingers, the dance group of which she was a member.
You've worked bloody hard too. You're a saint, Hamish said,
then raised one of his eyebrows suggestively.
They're not too much of a one, I hope.
Suddenly he swept her into his arms and kissed her, the soft wool of his scarf tickling her nose and making her laugh so that the kiss ended sooner than she'd really have liked. Then again, it was always too soon to end one of Hamish's kisses.
Sorry, Beau said, wrinkling her nose and trying not to sneeze, which would have been most unromantic. Your scarf got in the way.
In that case, I must remember not to wear it again. His eyes glinted with promise. I wouldn't want to let anything get in the way of kissing you. With a tingle of excitement, Beau tucked the scarf deeper into the open neck of his barber jacket. He looked more delicious than anything she'd served up in the boatyard cafe over the past 6 weeks. Beau could still hardly believe that this year, for the first time in many, she wouldn't be waking up alone on Christmas Day. She'd always enjoyed spending the day with her parents, sister, brother-in-law, and little niece and nephew, but it would be lovely to wake up with Hamish and share breakfast in her own place, open their presents together before heading off to visit her family. She'd had his present wrapped up and hidden away in the back of her wardrobe for weeks now, and she couldn't wait to give it to him. She'd ordered a beautiful hip flask, sterling silver with his initials engraved. As they hadn't been together for too long, she felt confident that this was just the right sort of gift. A playful nod to his Scots heritage, but also something personal, a keepsake from her. Beau smiled to herself, thinking how lucky she was to have found Hamish. It wasn't easy meeting new people in a small village like Falford, and though Hamish was working in nearby Helston, it was fair to say he caused a stir for miles around. He was tall and hunky with curly brown hair and a Highlands accent to die for, and, God love him, he was a vet. He was single too, which had seemed like a minor miracle. He was also a keen sailor and had been given the use of a colleague's yacht, which was kept to the boatyard. After a few visits to Beau's cafe and a lot of chat, he'd asked her out for a drink and a meal at the local pub. That had been back in September, and it was safe to say they hadn't wasted any time since.
You managed to get away from work then?
Beau said, knowing the vet surgery where he worked always planned to close at 3 on Christmas Eve, but that was never usually the case with people rushing to make last-minute appointments for their pets ahead of the holidays.
Remarkably, I castrated a male cat and emptied the anal glands of an elderly spaniel, but that's as wild as it got. Luckily, I'm not on call for a few days, so we can make the most of our lie-in tomorrow.
I can't wait, Beau said. She'd always loved Christmas morning, and spending it with Hamish would be the cherry on top of the icing on a very large and delicious cake.
Come on, let's go home, and have a shower before we go over to the ferryman.
You better plan on inviting me to share that shower.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?